I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, February 2nd. The federal government soon will likely revoke the legal status of hundreds of thousands of Haitians that are living in Ohio and in other states across the country. Governor Mike DeWine says that's a mistake. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports.
DeWine says Haiti is still economically unstable and dangerous, and that refugees have contributed to state and local economies.
Having said that, that's not my decision. I'm the governor of Ohio. This is a decision for the federal government. This is a decision for the president of the United States.
He's not sure whether Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, will surge deportation efforts in Springfield if Haitians' protected status ceases.
Frankly, we're getting kind of mixed signals about that.
But if ICE comes, he says he is asking agents to follow Ohio laws and, quote, good police practice. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A new symptom tracker for East Palestine residents is helping researchers document health changes that are stemming from the Norfolk Southern train derailment 3 years ago. For the Ohio Newsroom, IdeaStream Public Media's Abigail Botar has the latest from one health study.
Nearly 80 people have already submitted symptoms to the tracker created by the University of California San Diego Gullum Research Group. Lead researcher Dr. Beatrice Gullum says they're comparing the symptoms of East Palestine residents to Gulf War veterans. She says anecdotal evidence so far shows symptoms may decrease when people move out of East Palestine.
Certainly continuing to have a potential exposure is not helping. And it's likely that, you know, some symptoms may go away, and we can hope that many of them will. If people leave the area.
Gullum says the group will be launching a small trial soon to see if a supplement that has helped Gulf War veterans will help residents, but she says there are other ways residents can try to relieve their symptoms, like abstaining from cigarettes and alcohol. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Abigail Botar.
Miami Valley Housing Opportunities is pursuing a tiny home village in Northeast Dayton. It's aimed at providing private living spaces for unhoused individuals. The village plans call for 40 handicap accessible units. It would also have a community center with additional resources for residents. WYSO Shea Frank has more on how the first tiny home village in Dayton would look.
Miami Valley Housing Opportunities currently helps over 1,500 people find housing solutions each year, and it is looking to expand that through a tiny home community, Beacon Place Village. The proposed $9.5 million project would be built on a 12-acre site off of Needmore Road, adjacent to two bus lines and a bike path. MVHO has already raised $4 million for the village with support from the City of Dayton, Montgomery County, Adamas, and more. The nonprofit hopes it can raise the remaining money to complete the project by 2027. That's according to CEO Debbie Watts Robinson.
Because we've got to find other ways to provide housing for people. They've got to be cost effective, and we got to help people through this situation.
Leah Konicki is technical advisor for MVHO. She says each home will be 500 square feet with a bedroom, bathroom, and combined kitchen and living area. Konicki says the community design was inspired by similar projects in Oklahoma City, Toledo, and Columbus. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
The cold weather is busting water mains all around the area, causing water issues in homes and businesses and holes in the road.
When we have the deep freezes like this with the ground movement, it's havoc on our infrastructure.
That's Ben Bennett, operations manager for field services at Montgomery County Environmental Services. He is describing how the ground shifts when temperatures get far below freezing, and this movement breaks the cast iron pipes that send water to our homes. The age of the pipes also make them more vulnerable to rupturing. Bennett says that those nearby the break may notice brown water coming out of the tap.
If they do have that, we usually tell people to run the cold water in their tubs, and it'll usually clear up within 5 or 10 minutes.
Crews put a temporary patch in the road where the break occurred. Road crews will later put a smoother and more permanent repair to the road surface. Look for a chance of some snow flurries or maybe a snow shower or two today as temperatures get around freezing for a high, lower 30s. We could get 1 to 2 inches of snow from a system that'll move through our area on Tuesday. That's what the forecast is calling for right now. We'll have an updated forecast for you tomorrow morning. And that's WISO Today for Monday, February 2nd. I'm Mike Fraser.